It's Friday, December 18th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
California's healthcare system is being pushed to the breaking point by a winter wave of coronavirus cases. They're setting up field hospitals and rolling out the morgue trucks. Meanwhile, federal security officials are blaming Russia for what's said to be the worst hacking attack in U.S. history. Details are scarce, but it sounds serious. And lastly, Google is facing another antitrust case, this time from the states. Silicon Valley is bringing Republicans and Democrats together in contempt for its business practices.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
It's getting grim out west. California is the new epicenter of America's coronavirus crisis, the Washington Post reports. Unprecedented surges of seriously infected patients are threatening to overwhelm hospitals and overflow morgues there. On Wednesday, the state posted more than 41,000 infections. If California were a country, it would be among the world's leaders in new coronavirus cases, ahead of India, Germany, and Britain. The number of available beds in intensive care units is plummeting, the Post reports. Christina Galli, director of Los Angeles County's Department of Health Services, told reporters, quote, "Our hospitals are under siege and our model shows no end in sight," unquote. California has already enacted tough restrictions meant to curb the coronavirus's spread, yet it has continued unabated. Governor Gavin Newsom laid out the state's mass fatality plan on Tuesday, 60 refrigerated storage units, each 53 feet long, to store the bodies that won't fit in morgues, and 5,000 more body bags. The LA Times reports that local hospitals are filling up as never before. There are now about 600 new patients with COVID-19 needing hospital admissions daily. Officials expect that could rise to more than 1,300 a day by New Year's Eve. Galli previewed what would happen if the healthcare system does become overwhelmed. Exhausted doctors and nurses stretch beyond their capacity, increasing the chance that the sick will die and medical staff will be forced to ration ICU beds. Hospitals in LA County are desperately trying to free up beds by discharging patients as quickly as possible. Galli urges people to cancel gatherings such as Christmas parties. Vaccine doses are being distributed, but the worst of the pandemic hasn't yet passed. Stay safe out there. Well, this sounds ominous. U.S. authorities expressed increased alarm yesterday about an intrusion into computer systems around the globe, the Associated Press reports. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said the intrusion has compromised government agencies as well as critical infrastructure in a sophisticated attack that was hard to detect and will be difficult to undo. Officials suspect Russian hackers. The agency did not say which infrastructure was breached or what information was taken, the AP reports. The attack appears to have begun in March. One anonymous official said the hack was severe and extremely damaging, although the Trump administration was not yet ready to publicly blame anyone for it. The official said, quote, "This is looking like the worst hacking case in the history of America. They got into everything," unquote. The administration is working on the assumption that most, if not all, government agencies were compromised, but the extent of the damage is not yet known. The New York Times raises the possibility that the goal of the hackers went beyond espionage, and that the Russian actors could use their access to take control of industrial processes. The Washington Post reports that purging the intruders could take months. Closing the digital back doors initially created by the Russians won't suffice because they appear to have stolen keys to an unknown number of federal and private corporate systems, according to investigators at FireEye, a cybersecurity firm that was also hacked. Separately, The Guardian reports that Dutch prosecutors have confirmed that a man in the Netherlands hacked into Donald Trump's Twitter account by guessing his password, MAGA2020. The man will not be punished because he reported the breach according to ethical hacking guidelines.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Big tech is on its back foot again. Nearly 40 states filed a wide-ranging antitrust lawsuit against Google yesterday, the Washington Post reports. They allege the tech giant fiddles with search results to give its own products greater rankings over rivals. The rigged results deprive web users of seeing the best options when they're searching for shopping, dining, travel, and more. The lawsuit makes the third competition case filed against Google since October, reflecting the growing national dissatisfaction with Silicon Valley. The Post reports that in the latest legal salvo, attorneys general from 38 states, led by Colorado and Nebraska, took aim at a broad swath of Google's digital empire. They claim that Google has solidified its monopoly through an array of anti-competitive tactics. Chief among them are the special deals that Google makes to ensure it is the default option on web browsers and connected devices. State investigators also faulted Google for requiring companies to purchase ads to rise to the top of users' pages. The state's attorneys general said yesterday they would seek to consolidate their lawsuit with the Justice Department's earlier complaint, so the cases could be argued together, the Post reports. The Democratic and Republican state leaders opened the door for a judge to order broad penalties, including potentially forcing Google to sell off its business. They stopped short of calling explicitly for Google to be broken up, but of course Google should be broken up, and now's our chance.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits rose again last week to 885,000, the AP reports. It is the highest weekly total since September, and it's worse than economists expected. Yesterday, President-elect Joe Biden named New Mexico Congresswoman Deb Haaland to head the Interior Department. She will reportedly be the first Native American cabinet secretary. Biden also named Michael Regan to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Regan runs North Carolina's Department of Environmental Quality and will become the first black man to run the EPA. Nearly a dozen immigrants arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement were kept in solitary confinement for more than 2 months, including two people who were isolated for more than 300 days, BuzzFeed News reports. A draft of the Homeland Security Inspector General's report calls those incidents serious violations of protocol. We could think of some other things to call them. Depraved, inexcusable, criminal. You get the idea. Sesame Street is introducing two Rohingya Muppets to help children living in a Bangladesh refugee camp learn to cope with the trauma of their experiences, NBC News reports. The Muppets are Rohingya Muslim twins named Noor Yasmin and Aziz, and I dare you to think about that for more than 30 seconds without crying.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it for the Majority Report's AM Quickie today. Stay tuned for the full show with Sam later this afternoon.